Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Heart of the Matter. Nice to be with you today. 2 days ago, this past Wednesday, Reverend Stephen Hamilton and I set out to do a program on the charismatic Calvinist movement. Now, that's a very big topic, and it's a very important one. But the plan was to have Pastor Hamilton give us a historical and biblical perspective with just a few comments added from me, and then I would present some background information concerning some of the high-profile charismatic Calvinists and also some large ministries which include charismatic Calvinists and leadership. And then there were several issues we were going to handle together. Well, once we began taping, it was very obvious that I had invited my brother to join me in biting off more than we could chew in 1 week. So what I'm going to do today is set the stage with some background information for what Reverend Hamilton then and I will share next week. And I doubt that I need to mention this, but the two of us are not charismatic, and we both see the charismatic movement as unbiblical and dangerous. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is mention, it won't be much more than a mention, of just a few influential charismatic Calvinists, spending very little time on any of them. And for this program today, we're not going to get into any other aspects of their ministries beyond the charismatic aspect, or we're going to be here for hours. I'll first mention the very accomplished and influential Wayne Grudem. He's very much a charismatic Calvinist. He's research professor of theology and biblical studies at Phoenix Seminary in Phoenix, Arizona. He's published 20-some books or around 20 books. His systematic theology is used as a theology textbook around the world. He was the general editor for the ESV Study Bible. Of course, that was a perverted version of the Bible, or is. We wouldn't recommend it. He is the past president of the Evangelical Theological Society. We have talked about that here on this program in the past, and we'll mention it again before we're done today. He's a co-founder and past president of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, and he's a member of the Translation Oversight Committee for the English Standard Version of the Bible as well. Dr. Grudem, I'll just mention, has roots in the Vineyard movement, and he was a former member. After founder John Wimber passed away, the Vineyard began accepting women pastors, which Dr. Grudem was not in favor of. I believe, I'm not sure about this, but I believe it was about that time or shortly after that he left the Vineyard movement. Now, on his current website, Dr. Grudem lists the 12 books which have most influenced him, and included is the book Power Evangelism by John Wimber of the Vineyard Movement. He also has another endorsement by John Wimber on his website. It's an endorsement of a book that he, Grudem, has written titled The Gift of Prophecy in the New Testament and Today. Now, Mark Driscoll. Pastor Mark Driscoll is another charismatic Calvinist. There's much we could say about this man, this beer-drinking, rock and roll, crude-talking minister, but our focus today is the charismatic Calvinist movement. Driscoll is the founding pastor of Mars Hill Church in Seattle, Washington. He is, we're told, in the information I have in front of me, one of the world's most downloaded and quoted pastors. He's the author of 17 books. Mars Hill has been recognized as the third fastest growing and 28th largest church in the country by Outreach Magazine in its 2012 survey of churches. Driscoll founded the Resurgence, which services, it says here, Christian leaders through books, blog posts, conferences, and classes, with the Resurgence website receiving close to 7 million visits annually. He also co-founded the X29 Church Planting Network, which has planted over 400 churches in the U.S., in addition to 13 other nations. He is part of the Gospel Coalition. By the way, the preacher lineup at this year's Resurgence Conference will include Rick Warren, founding pastor of Saddleback Church. Now, next up, we have John Piper. We could have almost maybe put him first. He is the pastor, a pastor at Bethlehem Baptist Church, Minneapolis, Minnesota, also the chancellor of Bethlehem College and Seminary. Now, here's a minister that wields enormous, enormous influence with his books, his sermons, his Ask Pastor John videos, his Desiring God conferences, the conferences he speaks at all around the country. This man is a council member of both the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals and also the Gospel Coalition. We have this excerpted from Our Beliefs, the Our Beliefs page of the Bethlehem Baptist Church website. We are charismatic in our affections. We are committed to pursuing all the fullness of God with use of his spiritual gifts in the life of the church. Then we have C.J. Mahaney. He's the senior pastor of Sovereign Grace Church of Louisville, Kentucky. He also leads Sovereign Grace Ministries in its mission to plant and care for churches with the gospel. I'm reading from biographical information here that we've gotten from them. He's the author of several books. The beliefs we have listed here on Sovereign Grace Ministries, we are evangelical, reformed, and charismatic. It says our family includes about 90 churches. Most of them are in the U.S., with some in Canada, Mexico, Bolivia, Western Europe, Eastern Africa, Eastern Asia, and Australia. In all, we partner to varying degrees with pastors and church planting networks in 21 countries. Now, Josh Harris, I don't know if you remember Josh Harris. You may be familiar with him. I say remember because we profiled him as one of a number of people we profiled on the program, Heart of the Matter program, we titled The Ripening Corruption of New Calvinism, The Next Generation. Josh Harris pastors a Sovereign Grace Church, very closely connected to C.J. Mahaney. Josh Harris is Josh Harris is a story in himself, as I said. Now, C.J. Mahaney is a council member with the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals, with the Gospel Coalition. He's also involved with Together for the Gospel. Sovereign Grace Music, which is a ministry of Sovereign Grace Ministries, is also very influential. Its music is used in many churches. C.J. Mahaney was a regular speaker at John MacArthur's Resolve Conference for Young People. I say was because the last and final one was held in 2012. Matt Chandler is also very charismatic. He's the lead pastor of the Village Church in Highland Village, Texas. That church has around, well, it says here, over 5,000 people, including two satellite campuses, as they call them. Alongside his current role as lead pastor, as I'm reading here, Matt is involved in church planting efforts both locally and internationally through the Village and various strategic partnerships. Matt Chandler is currently the president of the Acts 29 Network. Of course, Mark Driscoll is the founder, deeply involved in that. Says here, over the last 10 years, Acts 29 has emerged from a small band of brothers to over 400 churches in the United States and networks of churches in multiple countries. Matt Chandler speaks at conferences such as Together for the Gospel and Gospel Coalition conferences. He's also a Gospel Coalition council member. Next up, we have Sam Storms. This man has a ministry called Enjoying God Ministries, and he is the minister, the pastor of Bridgeway Church, Oklahoma City. He is affiliated with Mark Driscoll's Acts 29 Network. As I said, he's the minister of Bridgeway Church. We have this from the Bridgeway Statement of Faith. We believe that the ministry of the Spirit in signs and wonders continues to be as broad, tangible, and powerful among believers today as it was in the early church. We also believe that all the biblical gifts of the Spirit continue to be distributed by the Spirit today, that these gifts are divine provisions central to spiritual growth and effective ministry. Now remember, he's talking here about prophecy, words of knowledge, he's talking about speaking in tongues and so forth, and that these gifts are to be eagerly desired, faithfully developed, and lovingly exercised according to biblical guidelines. Of course, if they went according to biblical guidelines, They wouldn't be speaking in tongues, thinking they can, well, thinking there are specific people that are healers and so on and so forth. Storms is part of the UK-based Life in the Spirit team. This is, we're told on their website, Reformed, or they have conferences. Each conference is a product of Reformed theology and charismatic experience, or as it is more popularly termed today, Word and Spirit. I want to just read you something. It's a book review. It's back a couple of years, a few years, in fact, way back to 2005. It's by Tim Challies, who's a new Calvinist, but he is not a charismatic. I want to stress that. The title of this book, it's by Sam Storms, it's Convergence, Spiritual Journeys of a Charismatic Calvinist. So I'm reading what Tim Challies wrote about Sam Storms' book. All right, we'll just read some excerpts. At one point, Storms describes a time that a prophetically gifted man came to the pastor of a Kansas City church and said, quote, God is going to speak to us through the baseball game, unquote. The man went on to say, quote, the Lord said that he would speak to this church through the baseball game and that for a time it would appear that Kansas City would lose, but suddenly they will win, unquote. Storm says at least one thing was clear from this word. The experience of the Kansas City Royals Major League Baseball team was to be a prophetic parable for what would happen to the kingdom of God in Kansas City, unquote. This prophecy was delivered in June when the Royals were struggling. But by the end of the season, they pulled off some amazing underdog wins that catapulted them to the World Series. And it goes on and tells about how, you know, this thing was the Lord speaking to them, the outcome and the score of the final game and so on and so forth. The author also provides several examples of God's leading. This is Sam Storms, the author. When Storms was struggling with the decision of whether or not to apply for a position at Wheaton College, part, although certainly not all, of what helped him to understand that God wanted him to take the position was events such as turning on Wheel of Fortune and hearing Pat Sajak introduce a contestant from Wheaton, Illinois, opening the newspaper and seeing an article about Dallas Cowboys player Kenny Wheaton, walking into a room and seeing Wheaton College written on a whiteboard. I'm just reading excerpts here. I could read an awful lot of this. The final part of the book, entitled He Is There and He Is Still Not Silent, is a fairly brief discussion of how God speaks to us today. Storms affirms correctly that God primarily speaks through the Scripture and that only scriptural guidance is inerrant, yet he affirms that God does speak in other ways. Storms, relying on Dallas Willard's, he would be an emerging church leader, Dallas Willard's teachings on this subject suggests that God puts words, phrases, sentences, images, and the like in our minds, stamped with the indelible print of his voice. Well, let's go on. I had mentioned John Piper. There's a number of other ones we could bring up here as far as charismatic ministers, high-profile ones. We'll probably mention some more before we're done and maybe next week. But I did bring up John Piper, and so I want to go back to John Piper. He's one of the most, perhaps the most well-known, influential, charismatic Calvinists. Well, just last week, Piper held his Desiring God conference for pastors, and I would mention right here, some of these conferences, they're no small things. I mean, there are thousands at some of these conferences. Well, let me just tell you just about a few of the people that spoke at Piper's conference. I just want to tell you about the charismatic ones that I know are charismatic. There are other speakers, too. You had a man, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce his name right, Topi Colisio. Now, I probably was hard on the man's name. But he's the lead elder of Jubilee Church, London, England. He spoke at this Desiring God conference, this very large conference for pastors. Now, that church, Jubilee Church, is part of what's called New Frontiers. It's a very large worldwide network of Calvinist charismatic churches. It originates out of the UK under the leadership of a man called Terry Virgo, who has connections with charismatic Calvinists here in the U.S. Now, New Frontiers boasts over 800 churches and growing, over 800 churches in over 60 nations. New Frontiers is it's as charismatic as it gets, including holding to the gross and dangerous error that there are still apostles preaching, teaching, and ministering today. And traveling prophets have also been known to preach at the Jubilee Church. Now, by the way, just several years ago, New Frontiers held a joint conference with Mark Driscoll's Acts 29 network, and New Frontiers' Terry Virgo preached at Josh Harris's Sovereign Grace Church less than 2 years ago. Now, here's another man that preached at Piper's conference, Desiring God Conference, Rick Comanche, who serves as senior pastor of Sovereign Grace Church in Bloomington, Minnesota. Now, that church is part of the Sovereign Grace Church Network, C.J. Mahaney, etc. And then we had Darren Patrick. He preached at this Desiring God conference that just took place last week. He's minister of a church called The Journey. And, of course, he's charismatic. I'm mentioning the charismatic men. The ones I know are charismatic. To give you a little insight into this man's church, it has a ministry called The Bottle Works, which convenes in a bar and includes beer drinking. Now, John Piper, as all of you know, is a very, very busy man indeed. It's not a good busy. This past January, just a few weeks back, John Piper was one of the performers at Louis Giglio's. And again, I may not be pronouncing that man's name right. You know, you see these names in print all the time, but you don't necessarily hear them pronounced. But it was his Passion Conference, Giglio's Passion Conference. Is anyone else getting sick of hearing the word passion constantly overused? You know, I have a passion for this. He has a passion for that. His passion is this. Maybe it's just me, but I'm getting a little tired of the word. Now, other performers at the Passion Conference included, but were not limited to Beth Moore, the woman preacher who gets words from the Lord and is into contemplative prayer. And then there was Francis Chan. We'll return to that character here in just a little bit. And Judah Smith. Have you ever heard of Judah Smith? Well, I'll read from this Passion Conference website here from some material off it, which was promoting the Passion Conference this year. Judah Smith. Judah and Chelsea Smith are lead pastors of the City Church in Seattle, Washington. Yes, they're both pastors. That's not a typo. Chelsea is a pastor along with her husband, Judah. I'm just going to read some excerpts here. Let me just get to the back of this or the end of it. Judah is known around the U.S. and the world for his preaching ministry. His fresh, anointed, humorous messages demystify the Bible and make Christianity real. Judah is a popular conference speaker, I don't doubt that, and the author of several books and resources, including his most recent book, Jesus Is. And we find out they have three children, they live in Bellevue, Washington, and here. Judah is an avid golfer and all-around sports fan. He believes the Seahawks are God's favorite team and is praying for the Sonics to come back to Seattle. Now, you can call that what you like. I call it blasphemy, and I think I am speaking in a biblical sense and accurately. But let's go on. This Passion Conference featured other speakers, of course, and then a number of CCM musicians performed at the Passion Conference, complete with strobe lights, and you know, it was at a huge stadium with a great big stage down on the center, and the place was packed, and they had all the strobe lights and the whole thing going, and these rock musicians are, you know, rocking. I mean, they're gyrating all over, jumping up and down. The people in the audience, primarily young people, are jumping up and down and waving their fists in the air, and it looked like a rock concert. Well, it's what it was. It was a rock concert. And a number of CCM musicians performed there then, including David Crowder, rapper Lecrae, but I think we're not supposed to say rapper, are we? Aren't we supposed to say lyrical preacher? That's what we're supposed to say, you see. With people like Lecrae, we're told. The Passion Conference was packed out, thousands and thousands and thousands. Now, I'm going to play just two quick sound bites for you, two sound bites from this Christ-dishonoring, young people-confusing event. Now, you've heard me use the phrase new Calvinist celebrity ministers many times. Well, for those who think I'm engaging in hyperbole, I'm going to have you listen to the reception Francis Chan received from the adoring, apparently awestruck, passion crowd. Now, you listen to this and you ask yourself, is this right? Is this compatible with the honor and the glory of Christ?
I love this man and the Jesus that just oozes out of every pore of his being. So you guys welcome to what a beautiful night God is weaving together. Our friend, Mr. Francis Chan.
Oh. Man,
Now, before we move on to other things, I want to play just one other soundbite from this year's Passion Conference. Now, here's a sample of the ungodly, Christ-dishonoring, man-glorifying music, complete with strobe lights, played at the Passion Conference. And in a rock festival atmosphere, you can watch it yourself. You can find it, I'm sure, somewhere on the internet. Someone's downloaded it for me, and I've watched it, and we've got this for you to listen to. Now, I don't know if you heard or could hear all the words. I doubt if you could. You might have heard this. I feel alive. I come alive. I am alive on God's great dance floor. And the rest of the song, the words were just as unbiblical, just as irreverent. Now, I understand the pull that rock and roll has for young people. I certainly understand it. If these people are going to play and listen to rock and roll, and I'm not saying they should, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of reasons why they shouldn't. But I say, if they're going to, why don't they just be honest? They like rock and roll. Leave the Lord out of it. Stop blaspheming him. Stop utterly perverting the gospel. Just go off somewhere and play and listen to your rock and roll. You would be better off that way than so dishonoring the Lord and perverting the gospel and calling that supposedly Christian music. All right, we've mentioned just a few high-profile charismatic Calvinists. Now, these men preach and minister together with non-charismatic ministers. They preach with men such as John MacArthur. And Joel Beakey has connections to the charismatic camp. And these men, these charismatic ministers, have their books sold by various ministries, Christian ministries, which are not themselves charismatic, such as Reformed Heritage Books, where one can buy books, sometimes many different books, written by men such as John Piper, C.J. Mahaney, Joshua Harris. We're going to talk a little bit more about him next week. Joshua Harris, who just, what was it? It wasn't that long ago. I mean, relatively speaking, we had a HOM special on about Josh Harris, or he was part of it. It was about the next generation of new Calvinists, and we'll talk about this next week. But Josh Harris had a Catholic priest preach right in his pulpit during a pro-life event. As I say, we'll get to that next week. But at RHB Books, you can buy books written by these men, many books by John Piper and C.J. Mahaney, Joshua Harris, Adrian Warnock, he's Jubilee Church as well, New Frontiers, we talked about him, Sam Storms, and others. Now, I think it would be good to briefly mention a few large, well-known ministry organizations, which also feature a mishmash of new Calvinists, of both the charismatic and the not. Now, you can check these things out yourself, and you ought to. And you have a responsibility, listener, to know who you're listening to, who you're supporting, who you're having Christian fellowship with. You have a responsibility. You don't just go running off to these conferences and, you know, plunk yourself down in a chair and say, oh, I'm really enjoying this. Are you honoring the Lord? Are you contending for the faith? Who's preaching? What group is this? Who's involved? Who's in the leadership? Find out about these people. Well, the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals is a council, and I'm going to be reading some information right off the websites of these groups. A council of respected leaders from the Baptist, Presbyterian, Reformed, Anglican, Episcopal, Congregational, Independent, and Lutheran church communities chosen by the board. It serves as a strategic network and the public face of the Alliance. This is the council, serves as a public face of the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Now, there's quite a number of non-charismatic new Calvinists, including John MacArthur, involved with the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. As for those who are charismatic, you'll find C.J. Mahaney and John Piper, for instance, on the council. This year's Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals conference, actually it's a two-part conference. The title of it is In the Beginning, God, Adam, and You. Plenary speakers, Joel Beakey, Kevin DeYoung, Liam Gallagher, Richard Phillips, and Derek Thomas. Next, we have the Gospel Coalition. We have council members here, Gospel Coalition Council. We have members that are new Calvinists who are not charismatic, and you can, again, look this all up yourself and find out who's on that council. You might be surprised by who you find. And then there are many who are charismatic, including Matt Chandler, Joshua Harris, C.J. Mahaney, Darren Patrick, John Piper. Now, the Gospel Coalition's 2013 National Conference is coming up. Five-day event. Unbelievable amount of speakers. Dozens and dozens. And you're going to find, you know, new Calvinists, of course, both charismatic and not, as well as a good many women teachers and preachers. Then you have Together for the Gospel. You may have heard of that, Together for the Gospel, T4G. It says, Together for the Gospel began as a friendship between four pastors. These friends differed on issues such as baptism and the charismatic gifts, but they were committed to standing together for the main thing, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So they began a biennial conference in 2006 to serve one main purpose, to encourage other pastors to stand together for the same gospel. As the conference has grown, more and more church leaders discovered they shared their ambition. The four longtime friends are Mark Deaver, Legan Duncan, C.J. Mahaney, and Albert Moeller. And it goes on to talk about how they're asked now, jumping ahead to the 2014 conference, because it's a biennial conference. It says they've asked John Piper, Thabiti Anabili, he's a very, very big rap guy, a minister and a rap guy, Matt Chandler, and Kevin DeYoung and David Platt to join them again for the next Together for the Gospel Conference on April 8th to the 10th, 2014. Well, again, see, you have John Piper, charismatic, Matt Chandler, charismatic. I really can't say about the others, so I won't say anything. Going back to the last biennial conference, the main session speakers were C.J. Mahaney, charismatic, Al Moeller, Mark Deaver, Thabiti Anabili, they're all new Calvinists. Kevin DeYoung, don't know anything about him, really. David Platt, Legan Duncan, Matt Chandler, charismatic, John Piper, charismatic. Whether or not a couple of those others I don't know anything about are, I don't know. But I do know Matt Chandler, John Piper, C.J. Mahaney are definitely charismatic. Now I want to mention just one more thing before I sign off. We came across this. I don't know if this is growing or not, just in the beginning stages, maybe. The Association of Charismatic Reformed Churches. You don't find big names connected to it. That doesn't mean it's a small group necessarily. And we don't know much about it. The moderator pro tem is a pastor, Luke Garrity, from Wisconsin, actually. He's also part of the Evangelical Theological Society. It says here that Luke Garrity is a young budding pastor theologian who serves as the lead pastor of Trinity Christian Fellowship. TCF is in the process of being adopted into the Vineyard Movement. Luke's theological interests are, I'm just reading excerpts here, he is missional theology, hip-hop culture, small rural church ministry. He's a member of the Association of Charismatic Reformed Churches. He participates in the Evangelical Theological Society as well as the Society of Vineyard Scholars. Now, I keep mentioning, this keeps coming up, Evangelical Theological Society. That is a big stew pot of Romanists, apostate Protestants, new evangelicals, Calvinists and Arminian. There's all sorts of people there. It's almost like one of these, what isn't there in that group, the Evangelical Theological Society. It's one of those things you have to see it to believe it. And if you want a lot more information on the Evangelical Theological Society, then go to our website, pccmonroe.org. So www.pccmonroe.org, and you can find an article titled, What a Difference 6 Months Does Not Make. And you can find out all about the Evangelical Theological Society and some of the people that are involved in it. Or you can go to their website. You might be surprised the people you find involved in it. You'll find a lot of names that you recognize. All right, I think we've laid enough groundwork for next week when, Lord willing, we'll again pick up this topic of charismatic Calvinists.